WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mound, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Okay, no announcements or traffic or bulletins for the net at the time being, so we'll now begin the formal roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins of my wife, Wendy, calling in. That's KN4HTB, Wendy, in Simpsonville, actually in Michigan. KA3JCA, Richard, in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter, Michelle, his wife, Sally, KA3JCA, and his daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, as well as the upstate ARC, K3DOV. Next, I have KM4JWP, Brian, in Rutherfordton. W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and Fred brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI. Next, we have K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KF4NXY, David in Greenville. AF4SX, Marie in Southern Greenville County. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KO4WTQ, Greg in Greer. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. Take a break here for a minute. We'll have KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. K4OIM, Walt in Inman. KO4ZEW, KI4MRA, Fred in Greer, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors, K4AFT, Michael in Central, K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Right now, that is all of those who checked in early through the BRAR's webpage early check-in function. So we appreciate them checking in and taking that opportunity to be recognized in the net. Next, we have Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2NJB, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4 ZYX Daniel Woodruff negative negative.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Metro, please check in. KQ4EHJ Tom and Easley. That'll be a negative for me.
Net control, please check in. KQ4AIZ, Kilo, Quebec, 4 Alpha, India, Zulu, I'll be in West Union, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing those who are checking in by Echolink node. We have KO4ZYX, Daniel in Spartanburg, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, I have you down for a little rack chew at the end of the formal portion of the net, so we'll be looking to hear forward to hear from you. Next, I have KQEHJ. I think I did that incorrectly. That's KQ4EHJ. And that is Tom. Tom, I didn't get a location on your check-in. You were kind of quiet, and I wasn't able to hear that. So can you recheck with your location, please?
Apologies, Net Control. I'm in Easley right now.
You too, MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Tom, for rechecking with your location there in Easley. It looks like you are a first-time check-in with me. So appreciate that, and welcome back. Anytime you wish to come back to the net, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. And then I have KQ4AIZ, Chase in West Union. Appreciate all of you checking in by Echolink node, taking that opportunity to use that mode of transmission. That looks like that's it for the time being right now for Echolink mode, so we will now begin the normal RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4. Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW, Rick, as long as wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW, Dave, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have KN4CHY, Keith, in Seneca, as well as KM4BLH, Kurt, in Greenville. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Nothing heard from the last request or call for Alpha through Delta, so we will go ahead and break here from the RF check-ins and move back over to Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening. Hello, Mark. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative, and do be sure and come with Wendy. Hello from me.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen, there in Greenwood, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen, and say hello to your wife for us. I will let Wendy know you say hello as well. With that, Stephen, thanks for checking in. and we will go back to the regular RF check-ins. The next group is Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, as well as KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you both for checking in, and you have a great evening, and we look forward to hearing you again next week, or tomorrow night, actually. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no comments, no traffic, I'm monitoring.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed, there in Brevard, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed, and we've got you monitoring the net. Thank you for checking in, Ed. With that, W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Echo Through Hotel, so we'll move to India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4, KCX. This is Jerry. We're in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in, Ed. Doing a good job.
JB. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4KCX, Jerry in Gray Court, and KI4LZI, Andy and Table Rock. Thank you both for checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for India through Lima, so we'll go and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out. Doing negative, negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
JB. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna in Campobello. And Mark, I'll hang around with you for a few minutes. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4NLR, Jim in Greenville. Next, we have our multi-evening net controller, KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello. And he also brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP, who calls net on the last, I think, the last Mondays of the month. And I think she'll be calling the net tomorrow night. Is that correct, Mr. Chad?
Correct, Mark.
Confirmation, Chad. I'll make sure that we make that note at the end of the net tonight. Also, I have you down for a little rag chew toward the end of the net. Appreciate you taking the time to stick with me and talk to me tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll move to the next group of check-ins. That is Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
2MJB, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Robert down in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative and just chilling tonight. Really chilling. Back to you.
I didn't realize you were in the Mike Duke Power group earlier. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same to you, Miss Mark, Miss Wendy, and all the net. Negative and negative.
2MJB. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna. Must be a little cold in Joanna tonight, so enjoy the heat of your home, Robert. Next we have KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Fred. No problem. I often get distracted as well, so enjoy the evening, Fred. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. Next, we have KO4QLG, Chris, in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Have a great evening as well. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to the last small group, individual group, Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on that.
Top order. This is November 0 Tango Romeo in 0TR out there. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. And I'm in Greer.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango KO4YKT Mark Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. N0TR, Tom in Greer. And fellow Mark, that's K04YKT there in Inman. Thank you all for checking in tonight. And we'll be listening for you tomorrow night. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard from the second call of Uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Lo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
JB. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The handle is Roland and Dickens. Negative, negative. And a very great evening to all.
Hello, Charlie, 4, Alpha, X-ray, Yankee, Burrow and Greenwood. Just checking in and out.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JBQ, Larry, there in Greer. He brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Donna along with you. Tell her hello for us from the net. We also have K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, and KC4AXY, Earl in Greenwood, who is in and out short time. So thanks for checking in tonight, Earl, and you have a great evening, and appreciate your patronage tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Alpha through Zulu, but we do have another EchoLink station up, so we'll go over and catch this EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry. Also, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4SKD, Larry in Easley. Larry, I really messed up your wife's call sign. Can you repeat her call sign, please?
Problem Ronda's call is KG4AHS, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. And this is KC4SKD.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4AHS, Ronda, there in Easley with Larry. Thank you for rechecking on your wife's call sign. I'm not sure what I did, but I hit some wrong keys, so thanks for your patience tonight, Larry. That's it for the EchoLink stations right now, so let me go back and see if there's any RF stations that have tuned in before we close the formal portion of the net. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like we have everybody for the time being checked in who is tuned in. So I will close the formal portion of the net. Those who wish to secure their stations may do so. And all stations wishing to remain on for the RAG 2 portion, that's great as well. And I'll stop with periodic stops between the two RAG 2s and see if there's any others that have tuned in, and we will get them checked in the log as well. KN4RJN. John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I was just looking at the solar activity here, and there's not a whole lot going on there. We're pretty safe. We got about maybe a 15% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days. Anything greater than that's minimal. Nothing else going on there. If you go out and look in the skies this evening, Jupiter and Saturn and Mars are all up. I've got partly cloudy skies up here, so I've got things in the way. And let's see here. Orion is up just now, and the moon won't come up until very much later, and there's not much of it, so that's not going to do a whole lot to affect stargazing. On Monday, the 21st, which is tomorrow, there's a double cluster. If you've got binoculars or a scope, look in the northeastern sky after dark. It's two bright constellations, Perseus and Cassiopeia. And positioned right around below them is a double cluster, which has a designation of NGC 869, which is dense and contains about 200 white and blue-white stars, and the lower or easterly cluster, NGC 884, is a little bit looser and hosts a handful of eighth-magnitude golden stars. It's about 7,300 light years from us, so you need a good pair of binoculars or a telescope. Set it on its lowest magnification, and you can see a couple of background galaxies or clusters behind them. Other than that, so Wendy's running around up in Michigan, eh?
K4RGN W2MJB. Yes, she left, I think, Thursday for Michigan to have Thanksgiving with her sister, and I think my son flew in with his pup to visit them as well, so they're enjoying a good... They will be enjoying a good Thanksgiving together as a family, so that'll be good for her to enjoy that time with her sister and the nieces and nephews there in Michigan. I'm hoping that she doesn't get any lake effect snow, which prevents her from coming back when it's time to return. But I'm glad I'm here where it's warm instead of up there where it's miserably cold.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, all the weather reports I've seen, this is a bad time to go north. At least she wasn't going to Buffalo.
Can't imagine having that much snow at one time. I think the most that I recall ever getting was around 2 feet of snow up there in northern Utah in the farming area where my mother grew up and where I was living as a teenager. But that's pretty much the most we ever got. However, up in the mountains, it was much harder. Actually, when she was out west visiting her dad, they went up to their cabin, which is just southeast of Cedar City. And while they were up there, one morning it started to snow, and by the time it got to be about almost 12 inches deep, they decided they better get out of there in case it gets any deeper. So they were able to drive out, except for my son, who drove his car up part of the way. It was snowed in, and he wasn't able to get out, so they had to go up later and pull it out. But it snowed on them, and she was loving it up there at the cabin with the snow. It was really interesting. You see fall colors, and then the next day she's got a picture with a blanket of white all over everything. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I saw where someplace up there, and I don't remember now where it was, and they got like 5 feet of snow. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm 5'4", so that means it's up to my chin. and then they got like 7 feet in, what was it, in New York somewhere, and it's like, wow, that's taller than anybody I know.
Definitely a lot of snow, and unfortunately some of the structures up there are crumbling underneath the weight. I'm sure the engineering up there, they, you know, build for a lot more snow, but I'm sure that there's others with flat roofs that makes it much more difficult for them to clear the snow off of. Over.
This is KN4GN. Yeah, I have not looked up the weight of snow per, you know, cubic foot or whatever. I know water weighs 8 pounds a gallon, but snow's a little bit less dense than that. But still, you know, 7 feet of snow has got to weigh a whole lot. And we lived up in Maine for a while, and they got a fair amount of snow up there, but I never saw anything that was that deep. And, you know, Maine is way up there. Our daughter and her husband lived up in Plattsburgh for a while, and we visited them one winter, and there was a fair amount of snow. You didn't see pavement anywhere, but still it wasn't that deep, so they got clobbered.
K4RJN W2MJB. Sorry, I was almost forgetting my call sign there. Yeah, I can't imagine what it would be like to receive that much snow, you know, and since it's not consistent, you really can't prepare for it. And so I would think that metal roofs would probably be the best option up there, so that it would, most of it would slide off. onto the ground instead of, you know, staying on the roof and weighing it down. But I'm sure those neighborhoods where they have the covenants that require, you know, shingles or wood shingles or whatever, they're probably not really liking life right now, having to get up there. Hopefully nobody has fallen off the roof trying to shovel that snow off onto the ground. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, well, that much snow on the ground, if you did fall off the roof, at least you'd fall into snow, but the problem would be not the impact, but digging yourself out after falling through 7 feet of snow. That could be that'd be like being caught in an avalanche or something. But yeah, that would be tough. I've been a lot of places in the world. I've never seen snow that deep anywhere, and it's not something that I necessarily want to go see either.
Kind of brings back those images. I think I don't know if it's advertisements or what it is, where, you know, somebody has fallen into the snow and all you see is just the outline of the entrance of their body, you know, in the snow, and you can't see them. So, yeah, I imagine it would be pretty difficult to try to get stood back up after landing in there. And it would be even worse if you went in head first versus horizontal. So it would not be very fun. Anything else tonight, John?
This is KN4RJ. Nope. Well, I hope Wendy's enjoying it. I hope she can get back before she gets snowed in. Of course, she's in Michigan. She's on the other side of the lakes, so she doesn't get the lake effect snow quite as bad. Is that correct?
That's correct. She's north of Ann Arbor in Brighton. I think it's north. Yeah, north of Ann Arbor and Brighton. So they're kind of central, I guess east central, just east of Detroit in Ann Arbor there. So, yeah, since the lake's effect goes the other direction, hopefully most of it will land on the western side versus on the middle and eastern side. But I'm sure she's enjoying it, though, up there where it's cold.
Is KN4RJ. Well, you give her my best, and you take care. Have a good Thanksgiving down here where it's warmer, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
RJN W2MJB. Thank you for the rag chew, John, and tell Karen hello, and I will let Wendy know you said hello as well. And you have a wonderful evening and a good week. With that, let me take a break here for a minute and see if there are any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for that call for check-ins on all stations. So we'll go ahead and go back to the rag chew portion of the KO4NUE. Chad, are you still there?
This is KO4NUE. Just wanted to drop by for a few minutes and hadn't had a chance to talk with you for a while. And just want to make sure you're doing all right.
I am doing well. I am exhausted. I've been involved in a machine move since the 31st, and it's been going on for 3 weeks, so I think I had last Saturday and Sunday off because our OEMs, that was their weekend out of there, so it actually gave me a weekend off, but I was in there yesterday and today as well, trying to tie up the loose ends to where we can get this thing running. It's a welding cell, automated welding cell, and it's probably the most, other than the assembly lines, it's probably the most complex line that we have in the machining area. So I am tired, and I hope that we can get it running in the next 2 days, because I do not want to go back to it after Thanksgiving holiday. But how are you doing, the pups and Anna?
All right here. Had a little bit of excitement yesterday, and I ordered a
artsy, crafty kind of ceramic lamp. And it came in the mail. And she went into town to get some groceries yesterday. So I decided I'd clean the house. So I gathered up all the cardboard boxes and took them out to the burn pit. And, well, you kind of know what happened. I didn't realize the lamp was in there, and put it in the burn pit and just absolutely destroyed it beyond all recognition. So we've been trying to find another one today, but I don't know. We'll see. But I sure did. I burnt it to pieces, Mark. It just fell into pieces.
I'm sorry to hear that you're not on Anna's good list right now. Sorry to hear that the lamp got destroyed, but unfortunately, you know, the mistakes happen. So I'm sure she'll forgive you eventually. I'm not sure how much you'll have to do for her to forgive you, but I'm sure she will. Over.
You got it figured out too, huh? Yeah, well, I'm trying. I figure I got another couple of days.
Well, I think if you find something that's near to what it was, I'm sure it's not going to be the same thing, but I'm sure that she'll forgive you for it. I remember when I was working in a hospital, the ladies there in the gift shop, the volunteer organization, Pink Ladies, what they called them, ran the gift shop, and they would, in this other area of the hospital, they would sit down and they would quilt a quilt and then hang it out in the lobby, and, you know, people would put money in, and they would then draw for the quilt eventually. Well, unbeknownst to me, as a housekeeper, I walked in there, and right next to the garbage can was this black garbage bag that was very light, but it was all tied up, sitting right next to the garbage can. So I assumed it was just, you know, some garbage that they had overloaded the garbage can. So I grabbed it and the garbage out of the garbage can and hauled it down to the crusher and threw it all in there. And the next day I come back to work, and they're asking me what I did with the quilt. And it's like, what quilt? So unbeknownst to me as well, on the day shift, they pulled this big, you know, the big dumpster, the crusher pushes all the garbage into, and they pulled it away from there, opened the big hatch, and forced some poor housekeeper to go in there and start searching for it, and found it. And it was flattened, but not, the bag was not pierced, and the quilt was not damaged, because there was some nasty stuff that got put into that garbage dumpster that I would not want to have crawled in there to look for it. So that was their experience. And after that, they decided to put it in a clear plastic bag and put it in a storage room instead of next to the garbage can.
Well, at least y'all found it, and they give you a little chance at redemption, but or made you feel a little better. But when you burn it, it's not much, you know, from that, other than, you know, pick the pieces up, I guess. But other than that, things doing pretty good. This is day two. We've been dealing with the skunks. Yesterday was the two Pyrenees down in the pastures. Evidently, they found a den or whatever with some skunks in it. And Hazel, the female, she's already got two. She caught two as of yesterday. But I think maybe she's got them riled up again today or something. I don't know. But it's got this skunk smell that's just lingering all over the place. And kind of get used to it, though. But other than that, that's, you know, about all that's going on here. I'm just going to drop by for a couple minutes and, you know, I hadn't talked with you in a while. Make sure he's doing all right. But when's the move at work going to be over?
supposed to be a 2-week move where we worked pretty much around the clock for the first 2 weeks to get this thing moved, and then the OEM estimated it would take a week for them to get it started up. However, as I was watching the OEMs work at it, it took them 60 hours just to remove all of the interconnecting cables and wire, you know, the communication cables, power cables, from each of the components back to the main parts of the machine. And then when we did get it moved, it took them, I think, close to 5 days to reconnect them all. And then to get everything started up, powered up, because we had to have all the electrical hooked up to it. And not only that, but there's alignments that had to be done. So right now we've been working on it 3 weeks. We were going to try to run parts last Friday, but they didn't quite have it done yet. So, and of course, when you start a machine up that's got interconnecting PLC logic, you've also got faults that occur, and you have to have a controls engineer go through and figure out what bits have been flipped and what needs to be unflipped so that they can jog things and move things. So it's been quite a task. It's took a lot longer than I thought it would, that's for sure. Over.
KO4NUE. Yeah, you know, anybody that can speak PLC language, they're a little bit a special breed there, I guess. But trying to run down faults with logic like that, it blows my mind. But I can't. Did y'all move it across the shop, or did you move it to a different location, or what?
We've got some projects that are coming online, and so with the economy and companies not wanting to build new structures and et cetera. And our facility, when it was originally started in 2012, there was more space in between the machines than what our German sister plant has between theirs. And so we're consolidating, trying to use, maximize the floor space. So we had to move this one just to make room for a new assembly line. So it went into another area of the plant where we had moved a couple machines earlier this year, which this one nicely fit right in the empty spot. So it worked out well. I wasn't sure where we were going to put it, but we found a spot for it. So anyway, we've got this one going, and then when we come back after the new year, we've probably got another 10 or so machines, 10 or 12 machines to move. And hopefully it will be almost done by then, other than the new equipment that will be coming in. So quite a job, but makes it for an interesting life, that's for sure.
Yep. Okay, Mark, well, I'll let you go. Sound like you got a good net going on, and appreciate you calling. If you talk to Miss Wendy, tell her we said hello from Campobello. But nice to hear from you. Glad things are going well. And, maybe get some rest this week. Holidays are coming up, so, you get a maybe get an opportunity to rest a little bit. But if you don't have anything to do for Thanksgiving, I know Miss Wendy's gone. You're welcome to come here and eat with us if you'd like. But you take care, Mark, 73. If you need anything of me, give me a holler. That's KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Mark. Be safe.
W2MJB, thank you for the invite. I think we've got things handled here. I appreciate the offer, though. And appreciate the rag chew tonight, Chet. It's always good to talk to you. And anyway, if I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JBQ with a comment. Stage one.
Or JBQ, go ahead with your comment.
think there's someone who may have doubled with me. Want to check?
W2MJB, is there a station wishing to check in?
2MJB, roger. It's Lloyd, KO4PXB in Simpsonville.
2MJB, recognizing KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd, and I'm glad Larry heard your double, so we were able to get you in the log, and you have a great evening, and appreciate you sticking around this late to make sure you get checked in. KK4JBQ, what's your comment?
Mark, I'm sorry that you are without wife at the present. I know how that feels. And there's many husbands out here who know that, how that feels, and it's never a good thing to have mama away. Never a good thing. But I thought I had the opportunity presented, talking about 7-foot snowfalls, to recount a snowfall that I was in. And by doing so, it keeps the memory alive, at least with me. This was 1975. It was in western Michigan, in Grand Rapids. The weekend of our move into Grand Rapids. And it began to snow. First a light little dusting, and then I guess overnight it came a gale. And it was 7.5 feet. And we were snowed in, front and back. We had upstairs windows, which we'll factor in here in a minute. But I opened the front door, and there was a wall of white at the front door. And some of it kind of fell into the floor in front of me, and I quickly shut that door again. And I went to the back door, and it was the same thing. So my first week, my first weekend in Michigan, and I got that. Well, I didn't know what to do. We didn't even have a snow shovel. So sitting around and talking about what to do. So we heard some digging out front. And it just so happened that our neighbor had a 12-year-old son. His name was Joey. Joey would be about 53 now. And I haven't seen him since. But I remember him, and he was shoveling us out. And he successfully did that in the next hour and a half. He got all the way in. And boy, his beaming little face was just a very welcome sight. And the following spring and summer, I got to know Joey and his sister Sandy. Very pleasant kids, and I took some pictures of them. And as part of an art project that I did, just a personal thing, I did a pencil drawing from that photograph. And I paid attention to every stroke of the pencil to try to recreate the spirit in the little boy. And it's something I'm very proud of, to have copied that picture. He was just sitting on the ground with a jeans jacket on. He had longish shoulder-length hair, and he was leaning back on his two arms, you know, just like that, with a big old toothy smile. Great photograph. And anyway, I said all that to remember Joey. My 7-foot snowfall story. Mark, you take care of yourself, and I wish you some solace somewhere. When are you expecting Wendy back?
K4JBQ, W2MJB. I was expecting her back the Tuesday after the holiday, so in a short period. It's kind of been our marriage where, you know, I stay home and work, and she goes off and is able to spend time with her family. When we lived in Indiana, she would take my son, who was, you know, small at the time, and they would travel out west. And they were pretty much gone most of the summer visiting families so that my son could get to know his cousins out there, because they were all out west. And it really helped him out to bond with his cousins by doing that. So I looked at it as, you know, even though it was an acceptable sacrifice to have them go so that he could have that relationship with his cousins and aunts and uncles. And even today, now, he has a good relationship with them. So it's really helped him and helped them. And since we've been several hundred miles or 1,000 miles for most of our family, for the past 20 years or so. So, but Larry, I appreciate your comments, and I don't envy you having been in 7-foot snow before. I really like it down here in South Carolina, where it snows very little, other than the treacherous ice storms. I really like the environment down here and the weather and the location. Over.
Yes, sir, you're right. W2MJB, KK4JBQ. We are fortunate to be here. No joke. And beyond the situation of the geographic location, I've lived, and maybe you can add your two cents next go around, but and I just really like the people here. It's just the nicest bunch that I've met. I know there's some crazies out there. Whenever Donna leaves the house, I tell her to drive carefully, watch out for the crazies. The roadways have become, well, in the last, we've been here 22 years, the roadways have become crazy. Place that you have to be from time to time. And I hear of something that I never heard anywhere else. They called it hit and run here. And it was a while, honestly, a while before I understood that they weren't talking about hitting a person. You know, imagine that. There were hit and runs 2 or 3 a week. This goes back a few years. And I just couldn't imagine that. And then it finally dawned on me that they're talking about a crash, a strafe of an automobile. And then the driver just takes off. Doesn't care about his own vehicle, and certainly doesn't want to be responsible for the damage that they're leaving behind. Don't understand that. So there is a mix, I suppose. But on balance, I just think there's some marvelous people here. I think we'll hang around. This is our forever home. Pretty sure of that now. We are aging in place, you might say. And it's been nice to meet the hams that I've met, of course, you and Wendy being among them. Probably a special group of people within the nice bunch of people I've met. And with that, I'll let you have it back and say I have enjoyed your net, and thank you for calling it for us tonight, bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ 73.
4JBQ, W2MJB. I appreciate the comment tonight, Larry, and I'm glad that, you know, I didn't realize it when we got into amateur radio and, you know, the community that is out there and the friendships that are made. And we really do appreciate that, since we are technically transplants instead of, you know, native Carolinians. And appreciate the fact that they, you know, they do welcome you here. in general, most of them. I'm sure there's those who wish there weren't so many people moving in down here, but it's fantastic area to live, so appreciate them welcoming us here. This is W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any comments or check-ins from anybody that hasn't been recognized yet?